Hello everybody, welcome to my website www.alanlanks1.podomatic.com. Today I'd like to speak more about accents. Many people I speak with who learn English would like to know how to improve their accent, their English accent, that is. It's always difficult for me to advise on this subject, because every nationality has a certain accent when they speak English, including the English themselves. For those of you who are interested in the way we speak in Britain, here is a good website, www.bbc.co.uk/voices. To help answer this question about accents, I've been thinking about this and I'll discuss accents a little more here. What is an accent? Well, referring to the website www.buzzin.net/english/accent.htm. This website says that accent refers to a speaker's style of pronunciation. It may signal the regional or social identity of the speaker, and accent does not refer to the content of what is said. Every geographical area has its own characteristic and recognizable accent which is used by a group. Everybody speaks with an accent. Those people who speak with an accent called received pronunciation, or RP, are just using the accent of prestige. It is quite common for a person to speak standard English, as I'm doing here now, with a regional accent. My accent is a Northern English accent. Accent is not the same thing as dialect. The term dialect refers to grammar and vocabulary as well as pronunciation. That is, it describes the content of speech. Fewer than 6%, yes, 6% of the UK, United Kingdom population speak received pronunciation, RP. Perhaps this statistic is surprising when we consider what prestige this accent has held historically and also currently. Received pronunciation was once itself a regional accent, that of the East Midlands of England. It acquired its status because East Midlands speakers came to London as it became a centre for merchants. In other words, London became the power base and the financial centre of England, and the East Midlands accent became the spoken standard. This prestige accent developed alongside the regional accent of the London area. The coexistence of these two accents still exists today. The Cockney accent is spoken in the East End of London by many original Londoners, whilst received pronunciation is spoken by many politicians and by many upper-class people who live and work in the same area. So the Cockney accent is a regional accent, and received pronunciation is class-based. Many regional speakers feel uncomfortable about their accent. This perpetuates the deference and prestige given to received pronunciation. Recent studies have shown that received pronunciation speakers will often be chosen for jobs despite the superior skills of regional speaking competitors. Some presenters on radio and television are employed even though they have strong regional accents. However, they tend to be used on programs which are not very prestigious, such as weather forecasts, arts programs, and regional news bulletins. Accent can still be a very powerful indicator of status, and it is often an emotive item in social interaction. Speech varies subtly between individuals using the same accent. Because of this, a broad description is all that can be achieved. This applies to the classification of other accents too. So you can read more on the website. My feeling is that many people from other countries want to have a received pronunciation accent. My opinion is that the most important thing is clarity of speech. In other words, as long as other speakers understand, then is it so important to have a particular accent? Of course, when a British person speaks English to an American, often the American will know it is an English person speaking. And so it is the same with people from other countries, when English people hear them speaking English. Some nationalities are very good at disguising accents. Dutch people, for example, often sound a little like an American when they speak English. So, how do we improve an English accent? Can we improve an English accent? Well, my feelings are that we should try to speak as clearly as we can when we are talking to people. Clear speaking is always appreciated. Speak a little slower than we would want to. It does make a difference when we're speaking to people from other countries. Speak with clear vowel sounds. The vowels are, in English, A, E, I, O, U. Speak with good endings to words. Clock, working, garden, studio, flower. Speak with the correct stress on words. Use a dictionary to check the intonation if you need to. Examples: welcome, frustration, language. Often, English people like to hear different accents. They like the sound of a foreign accent very often. It has a charming sound and appeal, and even small mistakes are forgiven. So now you know a little more about accents, you can visit the websites I've given you here and make your own mind up. I only write and speak about my own opinions, so you must always form your own opinion. That is why I prefer to call my podcasts guides. So I am on holiday now for 2 weeks because it's our summer holidays here in England. But when I am back on the 19th of August, I will try to make a podcast for you just after then. In the meantime, have a great August, summer in the Northern Hemisphere, and for those of you in the Southern Hemisphere, I hope it's not too cold for you. Bye for now. Be good, be happy.